T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
Welcome. Bill Michaels Show is on the air on this Monday. How was your weekend? Hopefully you had a great weekend. Hopefully you had a good time. Hopefully you did your social distancing. Everybody's healthy and happy. We're all reconvening here on a Monday and enjoying one another. And thanks to everybody for taking a listen to us on the radio.com app. Brian listening to us right here in our own backyard, as a matter of fact. He's listening to us here in Milwaukee. So, Brian, thank you so much. He said just getting you in a much better signal on the radio.com app. Always appreciate that for those that are listening. So thanks. Thanks again. A lot of different places. We got our friends up in Rhinelander, and this is from Art. Says listens to us all the time. I don't know where Glidden, Wisconsin is, but I got a note here about Glidden, Wisconsin. Saying that we're listening to you loud here in Glidden, Wisconsin, came up here for the weekend. And, then they said I took our boat out on the Manitowish waters. So I would assume that's near where that's at. So thank you very much. Also, Mark listening to us in Dallas. And then this is Kathy listens to us every day as a Packers fan in New Richmond. So a lot of people listening throughout the state, listening throughout the rest of the country. So thanks again for listening to us on the radio.com app. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Bud Light. Bud Light, the official beer sponsor of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. Christian Yelich spoke the other day in his Zoom conference. His summer camp 2020 is open for the Milwaukee Brewers, kind of 2.0, if you will, for their spring training. And he says, well, he's not high risk. He knows that he, too, has to stay safe for himself and the team.
I'm in a different situation than a lot of guys. And, you know, as far as I'm not living with family members that are at risk. I'm not, quote unquote, at risk myself with the, as a high risk individual with health conditions. So for me, my outlook on it is you're going to have guys that feel differently about this virus. You know, some that are very worried, some that aren't. And you have to be respectful to everyone's views and take it upon yourself to take all the precautions and be a good teammate and do the best of your ability. But like you said, at the end of the day, part of that is an unknown where you could do all that stuff, come down with the virus, and you miss up to a month. And I think a big part of this season is going to be dealing with the unpredictable, the unknown, the adversity of, you know, we get tested so much that every other day you could lose one of your guys for an extended period of time.
So the one thing that he understands, now I said this a while ago, I thought, the shortened season, maybe this helps the Milwaukee Brewers, but with the advent of the DH, it takes away a lot of the decision-making of the manager. So I don't know if it's going to really help the Brewers, but the way they have depth, not great starting rotation, not great relief, but they've got depth and they can do many different things in many different circumstances. Yelich agrees that the shortened season, that actually may help the Milwaukee Brewers.
we definitely feel comfortable with the way our roster is constructed and the guys that we have on the team. And like you said, the DH, I think, definitely helps us. And just the way that we like to play as a team, I think the way that the, I guess, the season or the rules have been set up are kind of something that doesn't hurt us. You know, I feel comfortable saying that. But a big part of the season is literally just going to be health and guys doing their job and making sure that they're available, and not only for our team, but for any team. I feel like in this league, to have success, you're going to really have to stay on top of doing all the things you need to do to ensure that you don't test positive.
So Yelich also, you know, a lot of players, we talked about this, that it's coming down to your decision as to whether or not you want to play and what your comfort level is. He said for him, playing in this 2020 shortened season, he said it was an easy decision.
For myself, it was an easy call. You know, I really didn't ever have the thought of opting out or anything like that. But like I said earlier, guys are all in different boats. And if you choose to opt out, or if we ever had anybody that chose to opt out, then I would fully support that decision and understand where they were coming from. You know, it's a unique year. It's something that we haven't experienced before, and guys have varying comfort levels with what's going on. So if someone chose not to play on our team, I would definitely support them. I support the guys throughout the league that have already made that decision and chosen not to play. And I do not think that they're going to be the last ones. You know, even the guys that you see, even as recent as yesterday, I think they're probably going to be more common as camp goes along. And, you know, it's something that you just have to respect as a player. And I definitely do.
So he also understands a lot of what we've been saying here. And we were talking about this earlier about, are we pushing sports back too fast? And why are we pushing for it? It's because there's an impact here. We look at the news every day and we hear about rising corona cases. We don't know all the circumstances for every case. There's a lot of things that I think a lot of us want to know, numbers a lot of us seek, a lot of validation in a lot of different areas in very tenuous times when we're talking about racial injustice, social injustice. We're talking about COVID cases, pandemics, quarantines, those that are sick, those aren't. And Yelich says, look, I understand sports has to be impactful, and it uplifts people.
Yeah, I mean, we're looking forward to the opportunity to get back out there and provide some entertainment, and which has obviously been a tough first half of the year for a lot of people. And we're taking that serious and trying to do everything we can to just get back out there and make sure that we follow all the rules and regulations that we have to enable that process to take place. And so far, so good. We have a long way to go, obviously, but we would definitely really enjoy the opportunity to get back on the field and provide some excitement and entertainment to not only our own city and state, but the rest of the country.
Now, remember, Christian Yelich, we were down there at spring training. And the announcement came out over the weekend. Christian Yelich has signed a long-term deal with the Milwaukee Brewers. It set the world on fire. If you're a Brewers fan, Brewer Nation just rejoiced. And then within a week, we went from rejoice to what's going on to they've shut it down. So he was asked, are you a little more relieved that you got that long-term deal and everything worked out before the pandemic hit?
To be honest, I wasn't really expecting a pandemic to hit or anything, even though they're really in close relation. I think maybe a week apart, but you know, at the end of the day, this is where I wanted to be. I said that a lot at the time that we had a press conference, which feels like it was years ago, but you know, it's one of those things where one of the reasons I did it was because I really love enjoying playing here, and the other was you never know what's going to happen in the future, and it's something that I felt was good for myself and my family, and you know, saw it as in my eyes, which was fair and something I was happy with, and did it. And like you said, you never know what's going to happen in the future. I'd be lying if I told you I knew a pandemic was going to hit, but that's kind of just how it played out. And the fortunate thing about that is, you know, after it happened, you just focus on playing baseball and trying to win and bring as much success to the Brewers organization as possible. And fortunately, I haven't had to worry about the contract aspect of my life during this whole thing.
So there you go. That was Christian Yelich during his Zoom conference call and Zoom presser, if you will, and meeting with the media. And some good stuff there. I appreciate it very much. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Van Horn Automotive. I've not one, not two, but three different vehicles I've gotten from them. Have loved the experience. And you can too. Just go to VanHornAuto.com. That's VanHornAuto.com. Hey, kudos to Van Horn, by the way. They had fireworks, one of the biggest fireworks displays they've ever had in Sheboygan. And that happened this past weekend, and it was at Road America. And they did it all for charity. And between Road America and some of the other sponsors, Van Horn was a big part of that in raising a lot of funds for charity. So kudos to them. Not only do they sell you vehicles and they do great work, but also the fact that they are going to do some great things for you when it comes to the community, the charitable side of things. So a lot of good stuff going on there with our friends at Van Horn Automotive. 16 dealerships all around the state of Wisconsin. They have two dealerships over there in Iowa as well. You can track them down at VanHornAuto.com. They are family-born. They're employee-owned. They're good people, whether it's service, collision. By the way, collision, if you are indeed in a collision, they're going to waive your deductible up to $500. If you need service, 0% APR, 12 months, up to $2,000, 84 months, 0% APR, 6 months, no payments. How about that on new vehicles and used vehicles, no payments for 90 days? They're doing it all. And you can check out all their different inventory, including the Truck Center and those Ram Eco Diesels that are so fantastic up there at the Truck Center in the Sheboygan area. Speaking of that, just got to check them out. Go to VanHornAuto.com. That's VanHornAuto.com and see for yourself what it is I'm talking about. Who are the Brewers going to be playing, you ask, when we start this season? I'll tell you. Next on the Bill Michaels Show.
16 stations strong. The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
I see your dirty face hide behind your collar. What is done in vain? Truth is hard to swallow. So you pray to God to justify.
We're back. How I looking? Bill Michaels Show is on the air. I want to say hi to Terry. Just sent us a nice note. Said listens to us nearly every day on the WKTY 580 app over there in Waterville, Iowa. Says great show. Whether it's one of our fine affiliates or it's the radio.com app, whatever it happens to be, we appreciate you listening. Thanks so much, as always. I got another one here. This is from Jason, who listens to us in Mount Hope, Wisconsin. Says, I can get you every now and then out of the Platteville affiliate. Love driving into Platteville. Great town, great city. I do work with Dubuque, Iowa as well. Listen to you everywhere we can go. So thanks again for taking a listen. Appreciate it very much. This portion of the program brought to you by our good friends over there at Quick Trip. And Quick Trip has, they got a lot of different stuff going on right now, but they got the bakery goods happening today, and whether it's the Quickery Bake Shop, the cookies, $2.99 for the 12-pack, or the Kitchen Cravings 5-ounce sirloin steaks, three of them for $5. How about that? They've got the pizzas, and don't forget today only the buck for Karuba Gold, any size, happening over there at Quick Trip, and always use your Quick Rewards card. They usually ask you for it too. They'll usually say, "Hey, you got a number?" Sure do. Type it right in. Good to go. Good to go. Here's some good news. Breaking news in the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network is brought to you by our good friends at the Dell Technologies Small Business Podference. Go listen at radio.com/Dell. The Brewers will open up. Now, is this their first game, Sam, or is this going to be their first Sunday night game? Have we determined that?
No, this is going to be their first game. Yep.
The very first game is going to be against none other than the Chicago Cubs. The Brewers' first game is going to be none other than the Chicago Cubs, and that will be on July 24th. July 24th against the Cubs at Wrigley. The game is going to be broadcast on ESPN, who was slated to carry the Sunday night March 29th game, But they're going to go open up on July 24th with the Cubs at Wrigley. There you go. Some other news and notes coming out of Major League Baseball. The Toronto Blue Jays had to leave 12 players back in Dunedin, Florida, with one player testing positive and others that had come in direct contact with that particular player. Several Blue Jays, though, telling Bob Nightingale they were only tested once before they traveled back to Toronto, which is a little bit different, I guess. Nevertheless, though, because you figured they would be tested more than that, but obviously not. So, and also Joey Gallo, Texas Rangers right fielder, he has tested positive for COVID. And now you've got the Cubs' Chris Bryant stating that he does not feel safe. He does not feel safe. So Chris Bryant's full answer on testing issues that we're seeing throughout baseball right now, which includes the quote, he said, "I wanted to play this year because I felt it would be safe and I would be comfortable. Honestly, I really don't feel that way. I don't want to be insensitive to people who haven't been able to get tests or have been in situations like that. But as the country gets access to more of those, I think it's appropriate we talk about our situation here. What we agreed to was testing every other day. We have had guys here who showed up on Sunday and had not gotten a test yet 7 days later, and then you don't get the results for a couple of days either. So that's 9 days without knowing. If I think we really want this to succeed, we're going to have to figure this out. I wanted to play this year because I felt that it would be a safe environment and I would feel comfortable. Honestly, I don't really feel that way, which is why I'm trying to keep my distance from everybody and wear my mask just so we can get this thing going. I think if we want it to happen, if we want it to go smoothly, because this is the easy part, really. When you get into the season and you're traveling, when you get into an airplane, your hotel, you're getting in your room service guys, who knows what people are actually doing, especially on the other teams as well. You got to rely on everybody in this whole thing. If we can't nail this, the easy part, which is right now and just our players, we got a big hill to climb. That is coming from Chris Bryant of the Chicago Cubs. And he's right. Look, it was supposed to be where this was like a no-brainer. Everybody was going to come into their own bubble. Everybody's going to get tested. The tests were going to be continuous. You're going to find out almost immediately. Here's my question, and maybe it's just because of the magnitude of tests and the sheer amount that they're testing with. But I got a buddy of mine that felt sick on Tuesday, got tested on Wednesday, and knew the result on Thursday morning first thing. How in the world do Major League Baseball players who have access to usually better medical facilities, better testing, better care, how do they not know for 2 and 3 days down the road? Is it just because of the sheer number of tests? I mean, I think it's a legitimate question. How do you not know right away? I guess that's a little bit disconcerting to hear Chris Bryant say that guys have come in, they've been tested once upon arrival, and then after that, they haven't been tested for another 5-7 days. And then you don't find out for two more. You're talking about 9 days before you know if anybody has it. So I get some of the trepidation there. And if baseball isn't prepared, this, again, I don't want to jump to conclusions, but this just looks, it's just a bad optic for Major League Baseball if that's true. Now, we are hearing every day that more and more players are testing positive, which means they are testing. But if you go to what Chris Bryant is saying, where guys are coming in and they're getting tested once, and it was supposed to be every other day, and, God, you're not even finding your results out for 2 and 3 days, yeah, that's not good. That's not the way to do it. That's not the way to be conducting business if you're Major League Baseball. You know, you're trying to get the show back. And you kind of do it at least seemingly in a somewhat sloppy fashion. I'd be real interested if there was like a poll of Major League Baseball players to say, okay, out of 200 asked and questioned, how many of those actually feel safe out of, say, 200 players? You know what I mean? And I'm not, you know, putting the onus on them. I think that it should be a hand-in-hand effort between the owners, the players, the medical field. They have to have all the protocols set up. I mean, you can put a big, you know, giant report together. That's great. But you got to implement it as well. And if baseball said they were going to test every other day, then they need to test every other day. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. When we come back after the bottom of the hour, Ian Eagle, and if you heard this the other day, he was fantastic. He not only does football for CBS, but he also does the Brooklyn Nets and had some great commentary regarding, you know, everybody coming back, so to speak. This portion of the program being also brought to you by our friends at Epoxy Flooring Done Right. Epoxy flooring, polyurea coating, whether it's a local resident, you want to do your driveway, or not your driveway, you want to do your garage, you want to do your basement, you want to do a rec room, that's great. You are a business owner, maybe you want to do a showroom. Or you're an industrial owner, and maybe you just want to do your entire, you know, drive-up bay or whatever it happens to be for semi-trucks and such. Whether it's epoxy flooring coating or polyurea coating, they've got it all and they do it right. Better Business Bureau, A-plus rating. Get a hold of Sean and the whole gang at epoxyflooringdoneright.com. That is epoxyflooringdoneright.com. Ian Eagle up next on the Bill Michaels Show.
Everywhere in Wisconsin, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Me if I'm coming too strong, but tonight is now we can really let go.
Hey, I had mentioned a couple of friends over the weekend. I had found out that they had tested positive. My buddy Rob tested positive, and he's sick. But even more so, more serious, a buddy of mine, Ken Kummerlein, he is everybody knows Big Ken down at Stenny's, and he is just such a great, great guy. And he has been hospitalized. He has a pretty serious case of COVID and pneumonia, and now he's in the hospital. But he needs some positive vibes. So, you know, Ken, if you're listening, man, get well. We wish you nothing but the best, and we want you to come back and be a part of our lives again real, real soon. So, Ken, great thing. I told you about Ken a while ago. He was over with the Special Olympics over in Dubai. And one of the kids that he was with ended up meddling in the world of golf. And it was a great – Ken, to this day, every time you talk to him about it, just his eyes light up. It was just such an incredible experience for him to be a part of that and to be able to go over there and support Special Olympics. But yeah, we hope that Ken's better real, real soon because it just wouldn't be the same. You can't go to Stenny's and not say hi to Ken. It'd be like going down there not saying hi to Jerry, for gosh sakes, or LJ or Ryan or Brody and that JoJo, the whole staff down there. So our big buddy Ken, hopefully he's listening and he gets better really, really soon. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends over there at the Pine Mountain Resort and the Four Seasons Island Resort. And if you're looking for a place to socially distance, you want to go up north, both places right now, this month only, offering you buy 3 nights, you get 2 more for free. That's it. It's that simple. You want a social distance. You want to go up there and you want to hike. You want to do ATV trails. You want to golf. You want to kayak. You want a whitewater raft. There's plenty to do at both places. TheFourSeasonsWI.com. That's TheFourSeasonsWI.com. Or PineMountainResort.com. That's PineMountainResort.com. Head up there. Tell them we sent you. Great place, great time, and a lot of fun. So Ian Eagle just was great to have him on. And we had a chance to chat with him. Now, remember, he's not only the play-by-play for the Brooklyn Nets, but he also does CBS and the NFL. And we wanted to talk with him about the restarts, about both leagues, as far as, you know, anything goes when it comes to the COVID thing, because the pandemic has just made us all very weary and cautious when it comes to the actual startups of these leagues. So we'll start in basketball, but with teams that, you know, the Bucks had earned home court advantage, and now everybody's on their own floor. It's a neutral floor, so to speak. Does any team have really an advantage in this?
Yeah, it's interesting, Bill, because I think very early on in the quarantine, when the possibility that the NBA would return, the recurring narrative that you heard over and over was, well, asterisk, No doubt about it. Asterisk. Mm-hmm. It's not the same thing. And now, as we've had some time to actually process what the NBA is doing and the challenges that the players will face, both physical and mental, I think the general consensus has shifted more to where Giannis was coming from, which is, you win this thing, you earned it. This is not an asterisk by any stretch of the imagination. And I think you do have to factor in all of the things that have been talked about, the circumstances surrounding it, how your body is going to respond after not being in your normal regimen of staying fit and staying active and staying in sync with how your body normally is during a basketball season. And then the mental part of being in a bubble and how you handle it day to day, individually, from a team standpoint, how the coaches handle it. To me, yes, anyone that is still talking about the idea that this would not count like any other championship isn't seeing the big picture.
Then there's players that are opting out and or testing positive and are being asked to self-quarantine and such. And yeah. There's a question there, but I don't know what it is. You can't question a guy who opts out. I mean, if there's a genuine health concern, whether it's for himself or his family or somebody sure. close to him, you understand it. There's players that have tested positive. I guess the question is, does this considering I think it's going to be one of the toughest championships to win, not only to just stay healthy in general, but then to do this in this environment. I don't know if, say, a player like a LeBron or a Kawhi or Giannis or somebody goes down with COVID, do then we look at the asterisk on this thing if we say, okay, you know, Brooklyn wins it all because the path is cleared via COVID? You know what I mean? It just there's a different feeling then.
You make a great point, and I think we have to keep our mind a bit open with all of this. In sports, we're used to having a strong opinion, sticking with it. We've seen time and we've seen history dictate the way that we feel. Well, this is all new. This is a very surreal blank canvas that we're dealing with in the NBA. And the idea that I'm going to make a proclamation in early June and that's going to live on into mid-October is probably silly. Even the NBA doesn't exactly know how this is going to look, how it's going to sound, how it's going to feel, all of that from an in-bubble experience to outside the bubble for the viewer, for the listener, games on radio, games on television, how they'll be presented. This is a whole other conversation that's taking place. And look, oftentimes our feelings and our opinions are formed based on our experiences. We have nothing to compare it to, nothing. There is no handbook to go on. The NBA is literally creating a handbook for players, coaches, staff members, broadcasters, anybody involved to try to follow along. But there's going to be trial and error. And you just mentioned it. Even players that have opted out normally, you know, this is probably unfair. And maybe it's something that we have to reassess with mental health and with deeper issues that may pop up inside of families. These are not superheroes. They're still susceptible like everybody else. So the idea that an athlete may opt out, not just in the NBA, but baseball and football and soccer and hockey and any major sport, we can't now just brand them with this negative connotation. Well, that's it. He's not gonna join in. He's not gonna fight with his team. That's not fair. That's a very simplistic approach, and there are extenuating circumstances that affect individuals that are outside of our purview.
One of the big questions that came up was whether or not players should even play or concentrate on social justice and continuing a message. And I said, look, you've got your platform already, whether it's Instagram or Facebook or, you know, Twitter, whatever it happens to be. But if you're putting yourself out there and you're visible to a country that is starved for live competitive sports right now, and you're going to have so many eyes upon you, I thought all along, it's not just because I want you to play, it's because I think that you also have the availability of all those millions of viewers to say, here also is the platform.
Sure.
Do you agree with players wanting to come back because of, because I think the message is going to continue. I don't want to degrade or downgrade someone because they don't want to play because of what's going on in our world today, but I think your platform becomes bigger if you're more visible.
Yeah, I don't believe they're mutually exclusive, Bill. I know they're intertwined in some way. What was happening with the pandemic, that's what most of us were dealing with in our day-to-day lives. Then, with the murder of George Floyd, it took a seismic shift, and we started to look inward. All of us individually started to look inward, and I think NBA players who have such a large platform, many of them looked in the mirror and said, what can I do? How can I help? How can I affect change? And I have no issue with any player that questioned at that point what the next 6 months would look like for them, 6 years and beyond that. I think the idea that every player in any sport, but let's take the NBA because that's our topic right now, that every player was going to be on board with whatever the NBA decided, that was far-fetched. These are individuals. They have opinions, they have lives, they have families, they have their own personal experiences. So the idea that there was not going to be any kind of pushback, that everybody was just going to fall in line, that was not realistic. And while there was some resistance, it appears that the NBA has dealt with it. They've talked it out. And that's how we should be as a society. Discuss it. You have a problem? Let's talk about it. Let's not just dismiss it. Let's talk it through. And I do believe they had legitimately valuable and effective conversations once they knew there was a faction of players that felt a little bit uncomfortable with the timing.
Ian Eagle, play-by-play announcer for the Brooklyn Nets and NFL on CBS, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. I do want to switch for just a moment over to the NFL. Today, the Green Bay Packers, the first team to fire the salvo over the bow of the NFL, saying there's a possibility there might not be fans in the stands. They talked about different opt-in policies for the fans, different requirements for the fans. Does the NFL, I think the NFL does because of the television money. I was going to say, should the NFL even be playing if they don't have fans in the stands? But I think there's going to be an NFL start to the season. I'm sure you get it too. Hey, are we going to get sports and are they going to be able to finish it? I don't know. Yeah. And I'm sure you've been asked that probably a million times.
I have. And I wish I had answers. And normally when I'm asked questions about topics that I'm very familiar with, I feel a sense of conviction in my responses. But right now, because there's an ever-changing landscape, every day it's something different. Every day it's something new. To make these proclamations is almost silly based on the timing of it. Look, Bill, the NFL, their best friend in this equation has been time. They've been able to sit back. They've been able to watch the other sports and how they're dealing with it. It was their off season. So other than the NFL draft, which, by the way, came across really well, it ended up being a really nice, intimate event. No, it wasn't the large gathering that they've had in recent years to show off their popularity in Nashville and Philadelphia and New York and Chicago. But, man, I enjoyed it. I think a lot of NFL fans enjoyed it. It did show a side and a human side to the athletes and their families. It worked. Now, with that said, this is much bigger. You've got 53 players on a team. You have 10 players on a practice squad. And your life is not a bubble in the NFL. Yes, you come into your quote-unquote bubble on a daily basis, but you leave and you go to your families and you go to your friends and your cousins and whoever it might be, you're interacting with others. How they possibly can control that at that large a scale, not one team, 32 teams. So, again, today, I don't want to say anything definitive. I believe the NFL right now is operating under the assumption that they're going to play, and they have to prepare as if they're going to play. But now the clock is ticking. You know, what was an ally for them, the fact that they could sit back in April and May and June, is no longer as much of an advantage. We're in July. training camps are around the corner, preseason games, and we've heard the possibility of cutting down to two or maybe doing away with it altogether. The schedule is the schedule now, and at some point they're going to have to address what the plan is publicly and how they're going to handle it in a uniform fashion. And as you mentioned with the Packers, if we're getting little dribs and drabs of information that the Raiders want fans, the Packers want fans, the Bills don't want fans, everybody has to be in lockstep here. And that's something that is a big challenge when it comes to 32 owners and people that have been very financially successful in their lives, and they believe their opinion is the one that counts most.
There you go. That's Ian Eagle. He does the play-by-play for the Brooklyn Nets and also for CBS and the NFL. Joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been doing it. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. That is 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. When we come back, going to wrap it up. Interesting and intriguing question going into tomorrow's show. Having very much to do with some of the news that came out today. I'll tell you what that is. That's coming up next on the Bill Michaels Show.
Wisconsin-wide, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
You don't get them girls loose, loose.
TJR.
You don't get the world loose, loose. You don't get money.
Mr. Worldwide.
But I do, I do. You don't get them girls loose, loose. You don't get the world loose, loose. You don't get money. But I do.
A good time out there.
There are three minority owners of the Washington Redskins. They're seeking to sell their shares in the team because they are, quote, not happy being a partner with Daniel Snyder. The Washington Post reporting this, citing sources familiar with the deliberations. Prominent businessmen Robert Rothman, Dwight Schar, and Frederick W. Smith, who combined for about 40% of the team, have hired an investment banking firm to undergo a search for possible buyers, according to the Post. Now, Pro Football Talk first reported that both of the Schar and Smith are trying to sell their stakes in the team. The development comes as the team appears increasingly likely to change their name amid renewed pressure. Given the national focus on human rights and social justice after the death of George Floyd in Minnesota, Coach Ron Rivera telling the Post on Saturday that he has been working with Snyder on a new team nickname in recent weeks. The team announced on Friday that they're going to undergo a thorough review of the nickname. I don't know what you need to review. I mean, the tribe locally there wants it changed. Native Americans want it changed. Most of society think it's time. So I don't know what you need to review, but nevertheless, one person who is familiar with the relationships between Snyder and the Redskins minority shareholders telling ESPN that he felt that it had to do had to come as a big surprise to Snyder because he considered them all friends. So we'll see what actually happens. But coming up tomorrow on the program, let's just say there is a reluctance and or a unwillingness to change the Washington Redskins name. At what point does the NFL begin to feel that impact if fans are still going and still consuming NFL products? Now, I'm not calling for a boycott. I just want to know from your own head, your own thought, are you still going to support the NFL if indeed they still have a team named after a skin color? I know Major League Baseball has a push on right now. Even Terry Francona, the Cleveland Indians, their manager has stated, you know, hey, look, it's time. It's time to change the name of the logo. It's time. So we'll see what happens in Cleveland. Obviously, the Atlanta Braves, that's another one that's under consideration. A lot of pushback from Atlanta fans not to change the name. But when you're talking about the Washington Redskins, I mean, that's just obvious. You know what I'm saying? So we'll see. We'll take a pulse tomorrow and take a cue tomorrow from a lot of fans as to whether or not you would still support the NFL if indeed the Washington Redskins are still the Redskins by the beginning of the season, or at least there isn't a plan in place to replace that going into the 2021 season. Also tomorrow, interesting day tomorrow on the program, because we're going to be joined by Mark Attanasio's cousin Ed, who is a baseball historian. And we're going to talk with him tomorrow about baseball in general, as baseball is looking into the into uncharted territory, for lack of a better term, when it comes to the reason as to why they're only playing 60 games. Normally it's strike, shortened seasons and such, and labor disputes. Not that there wasn't one here, but certainly it appeared, at least from the commissioner's comments, that this was destined to be a 60-game season after the pandemic broke out. So we'll get into that discussion coming up tomorrow on the program as well. So we're looking forward to that. Should be fun. And among other things, we'll talk more about the baseball season. We'll talk more about, obviously, the NFL. And hopefully, as cases continue to be revealed to us, we'll give you an update as to who is testing and who is not testing positive for the coronavirus when it comes to Major League Baseball and the NBA. And hopefully camps can continue and resume, and because the Astros have shut it down, the Nationals have shut it down, all citing health concerns. So we'll get back into that discussion coming up tomorrow on the program as well, and find out exactly where some of these Major League Baseball teams stand when it comes to the coronavirus. And hopefully we find out more regarding the testing. So all of that is going to be coming up tomorrow on the program as well. I know it's not on-field stuff that we're talking about, but there's still a lot of things swirling around the sports world. I get asked every day, you know, man, what do you talk about? It's easy. This is shooting fish in a barrel. This is no problem. I mean, once they start playing, we'll have actually X's and O's to discuss, and we get closer to the start of the season. But there's so much going on around the world of sports right now, and unfortunately, it's not funny. But the news of the day, the Brewers are going to open up July 24th at Wrigley. Their opponent, the Chicago Cubs. So set your dial for then and there, because that's when baseball is going to be officially back, at least for Brewers Nation and Cubs Nation. And we're looking forward to that. So it's time for me to get out of here. Hopefully you've had a good one today. We'll be back at it again tomorrow. Until then, have a good one.
Listening to the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.